My name is Nick Dzinski. I love podcasting. Absolutely love podcasting. I'm doing this basically to get the courage to create my own podcast by myself. You know, I'll podcast with friends and stuff. But, you know, as adults, 20s, it's kind of tough to find the time. People are starting to have kids, working full-time jobs. I'm a hairstylist in Maumee, Ohio, suburb of Toledo, Ohio. Focus on men's grooming, typically, like a nice fade. Who doesn't like a nice fade, you know? I'm in a band called The Lonely Friends. Started in, like, May of, like, 2015. Kind of, we were all friends, and we were approached by a teacher of ours who was putting together this, like, mini music festival for the school just as fun, you know, for fun. We weren't a band at the time, but they needed another act. So we put together some cover songs that we thought were going to be easy to learn in a week. We had a week's time. I guess some band maybe fell out or something. Had a week's time to learn a bunch of covers. I think we did like a Killers cover. We did some Queen. And that was obviously a disaster. So, but the band is doing well. We're on our third studio album. It's called Hector and the Bagman. It's a story album. It's a concept album. So the whole plot of the album is kind of one cohesive storyline, if you will. Kind of the music tends to shift as different characters kind of come into play. Going to be in the recording studio on the 29th of April, and kind of as like a little marketing goof, we're doing a beard growing competition. I think the beard growing competition is probably the purest sport of all. Obviously, my beard is the greatest comparatively to the rest of the members. Which is obviously a lie. Our singer, Michael Barlos, has Greek heritage. I don't know if Greeks typically have nice beards, but you look at statues, and they're typically pretty bearded up. So I think he will win, but I'm going to talk as much shit to get people on my side. I think that's a big political strategy that people do. So I'm going to follow that algorithm and try and win. So, yeah. Yesterday I saw a crustacean, I like to call it, in the middle of the street, just crawling. You know, it was pretty sweet. How often do you see a lobster, broad day, front yard, in Maumee, Ohio? Perrysburg, Ohio, excuse me. Just recently bought a condo, excuse me, recently bought a condo with my girlfriend in Perrysburg, which is next to Maumee, again, a suburb of Toledo. Bought our first home, still not used to living in Perrysburg particularly. I love it here though, everything's been great. Love the condo, we have a cat, he's a cool dude. You know, I grew up and I never had animals. I was allergic to dogs. My mom's allergic to dogs. We just probably never thought about a cat. So living with a cat has been awesome. I really enjoy living with animals. They're pretty nice to take care of. I mean, you just wake up and they do the routine with you. You make coffee. You feed your cat. Give it water. It snuggles you. What's not to love? Also love coffee. I'm a big coffee fan. Been drinking. I kind of quit soda. I enjoy exercising, so I kind of try to cut as much sugar out of my diet as I possibly can. But coffee is just my vice. Gots to have it. Loving me some caffeine. Been trying Dunkin' Donuts coffee lately. Original roast. Yeah, slap that shit on my thighs. I'm a happy camper. Inject coffee into my veins, and I'd still drink it for the taste, you know? So, yeah. What else is going on? Let's see. Well, the Lonely Friends are doing well. Back to the band. Lonely Friends are doing well. I'm a big fan. Very, very pleased to be around such fantastic musicians. I often feel like I'm the weak link. You know, I'm the drummer. And all these guys have, like, formal music education. I mean, I was in band, and I know how to read music, and I know how to do this and that, but these guys are, like, professionals. Man, it's an honor to work with such professional musicians. Logan, our newest member, we've had the same members, basically, since 2015. Had to make a little decision and get a new bass player. Just had to happen. Like, composes music, he's a classically trained pianist. I mean, Logan is a G of music, classical music. And he's around high-level musicians all the time, so it's obvious he's going to get just amazing, you know. He goes to college at BG. It's been a real pleasure having him in the band, and I give him a lot of shit. I call it the Big Brother effect, you know. I kind of give him some shit here and there, but he's a great kid, good dude, good friend. You know, I do vape. I enjoy the vaping. If you don't like to hear the sound of my vape, you can eat my dick. I'm going to vape because it's enjoyable. No one's going to listen to this anyway, so I'm going to vape my dick off. I love doing hair. It's been great to me. I mean, we bought a condo. You know, it's just been a great career path for me personally. Will I always be doing hair? This is something I've had to kind of look deep into myself for. Will I continue doing hair the rest of my life? Can I imagine myself at 50, 60 still cutting hair? No, I don't. I think that there's more for me to do. But this is great for now, and I absolutely love it. I'm not looking to escape at all. It's just that I feel like something else is there, you know? I mean, you can't deny the feelings that you have, you know? I think a lot of people have trouble really digging into themselves and pulling out what makes them great. You know, I got friends who, you know, I personally try, this is going to sound really shitty, I personally try to better myself every single day. I try to do something better every single day. And when I don't, I feel like shit. When I either take a step back or remain stagnant, I feel shitty. So I really, really, really try to push myself every day to do something better than I did yesterday. I'm a big fan of Gary Vee. Always get my daily V. Tony Robbins, Joe Rogan, all these motivational, Aubrey Marcus, the whole Onnit company, I think instill a good mindset. Jocko, you know, good. Did you shit yourself at work today in front of all your coworkers? Good. I think that these guys instill just a great mentality. It's easy to study these guys because they produce so much content. It's kind of why I'm doing this podcast. I see all these great, fantastic podcasters just putting themselves out there. It just looks like a lot of fun, you know? excuse me. But yeah, I see a lot of my friends not bettering themselves. You know, they're just kind of, they're still in that high school mentality, weirdly enough, where I feel like they're still experimenting with drugs and alcohol and stuff like that. And that's cool, you know, but I think eventually, that's just not what I'm about anymore. I found a career that I love, and I'm really diving deep into how I feel and how my body feels. I try to take really good care of my body, and I just see people around me, you know, remaining stagnant, getting beer guts. You know, it's kind of sad, and I've just kind of stopped hanging out with those people, which is honestly breaks my heart. You know, those are my best friends, and I just want to see them succeed. I think in your 20s, you either take a path of, you know, you remain on the same path, or you check out some other roads. I'm trying to check out some other roads. You know, I think it's important to keep your mind fresh and going. Had a big medical scare this year. My mom had, not supposed to get dark, but this is just what's going on in my life, you know? It's just what's going on. My mom had a tumor on her ovary, had a full hysterectomy, and the cancer didn't spread through her body. Still had to go through 5-6 appointments for chemo. She is now completely cancer-free based on the CT scan that she had recently. And she is kicking it in Florida, which I'm very jealous because here in Ohio it's 45 degrees and kind of sunny, kind of snowy, kind of rainy. It doesn't really know what it's doing. I would love to be in Florida with my mom. I think that would be a lot of fun, but she definitely deserves a nice vacation. So the medical scare kind of puts me in a position to... I've been thinking about my own mortality, actually, lately. But, and, you know, I think that's really important to do. I think you need to take in life 100%, you know, and death is just part of life, you know. So I think, I mean, you don't want to dwell on it, but death is always a factor, you know, it just is. Something we have to deal with as human beings. Now that crustacean, I hear crustaceans can live forever. So, you know, I had pity on that poor crustacean in the road today, yesterday rather, but he's probably living it up. Gonna go down to probably the Maumee River, get some more crustacean bitches, fug them, leave them, because they're animals, they just fucking leave. So good for them. But as a human being, we do have to think about our own mortality, and I think, honestly, that pushes me to just continue to do better daily. And I know it does sound shitty, some guy in his bathroom going, I want to be better every day. Sounds like a douchebag move, you know, but it is what it is, you know. If you want to get better, do it. If you don't, don't. You know, it's just sad seeing my friends remain so stagnant and become bitter about... You know, one of them says to me, I'm an alcoholic at age of 25. I just thought that was really sad. You know, you got a lot of life to lead. If you're already deeming yourself an alcoholic, I don't think that's healthy, first of all. But my dad was, I mean, based on what people told me, my dad was a bit of an alcoholic. So I don't want to fall down that path, you know. Excuse me. Goddamn burps. It's that coffee. It's that Dunkin' Donuts original blend. Just kind of bags of lonely friends. Probably see on Twitter and Instagram. I'm a big component of Instagram and Twitter. I love both those apps. I think it, for me, in my hairstyling and in my musical career, quote unquote career, musical career, Instagram and Twitter have helped me expand my business to, you know, an early proficient state. I think I've only been doing hair for about, it's been about 3 years, coming on four probably, you know, and they say it, and I thought that I built a good clientele pretty early, and I think I've remained consistent, which is huge, and I think I've Instagram to thank for that. I've only recently really delved into Twitter, you know. I'm thankful for my clients. I think that the support is unreal. I think you got to be a good person, too. I think you just got to be a real person who has real conversations with people. You build a rapport, you know what I mean? It is about technique and how good your haircuts stay consistent. But it's also about your personality. I think it's 50-50, personality and technique and haircutting. So recently with Instagram and Twitter, we've been doing this little bit of back and forth, cat and mouse on the beard off competition, and I, you know, we've been kind of talking shit, but it's all been in good fun because it's about beards. It's not a big deal. You can talk shit about somebody's beard. It's not a big deal, you know. So we've been kind of doing this back and forth, and it's a marketing strategy. I see it as a way to have people in our community pick sides, like, oh, I'm going to be on Nick's side because he's saying funny shit, or I'm going to be on Michael's side because he's saying this type of funny shit, and I like that. It kind of pins people against each other in a way that's kind of fun. You know, it gets the community involved in what we're doing, thus leading them into our album, into our Lonely Friends account on Instagram and Twitter, at The Lonely Gram, by the way, at us. Get involved, you know? Beard off, you know? Get your beard off, you know? beard on so we can beard off, you know? So I think this I learned this from the Who Is Fatter competition between Tom Segura and Bert Kreischer. I'm a big fan of Joe Rogan's podcast. When they did that, it kind of like in the same manner, it like pinned the community against each other, but in like a fun way, you know, brought everybody together for this one weight loss goal, which was the ultimate goal, you know. It brought everybody into this competition. People could pick sides. It was just like it builds interaction between people, which ultimately leads back to the main focus, which was the weight loss challenge. So basically, we're doing this beard off. We're talking shit. People can pick sides. So it ultimately leads into the hyping of our album, Hector and the Bagman. It just builds anticipation for that. So that when it comes out, people go, oh, I remember that. That was what they were talking about with the beard off. Man, I gotta check that out because I was involved in that beard off. So obviously I have to buy an album. That is kind of my goal. You know, I've just been recently into, like, take Gary V, for instance. I'm big into Gary V. I think that the business world, the business world had a light shined on it. And I had this, you know, opinion about the business world as opposed to, like, the art community and stuff like that, which I thought that I was more inclined into. But this light had been shined on the business aspect that, and looking at all these different podcasts and different celebrity people who are more into, like, the business side of things really got me thinking about how I present my brand. So I've been recently delving in deep to different marketing strategies. How can I monetize myself as a person and as a brand? So taking in all these great personalities who've been helping me on podcasts and on the internet and stuff, I think much like everybody else, I think we're all just looking for ideas. We're just looking for similar people with similar personalities doing similar things. You know, I'm trying to monetize myself, and I look at guys like Gary V, and he gives me inspiration and ideas to better myself. Back to this better yourself every day thing. I think it takes a village, you know? It takes a village to raise a man, you know? I'm trying to provide for myself, provide for my beautiful girlfriend and my cat, you know? I want us to be very happy, and I don't really want her to work that much. If I could work all the time and doing what I love, working at what I love, it's like you don't work. And then she doesn't have to work at jobs she doesn't particularly care for. Right now she works at Churchill's, and I know she loves it, but I think she would rather, you know, do something else. And I would like to let her, or not let her, but like have her explore different things that she likes to do. And she not necessarily have to work, because I bring in enough money where she can explore what she wants to do. I think that's the goal. Also, the goal is to buy a lake house, because lake houses are fucking sweet. Who doesn't want a lake house? We've been going to, every year in July, we go, my whole family, we go to a fucking lake house in Michigan. We have a blast. You know? Who doesn't want to go every single weekend to a nice lake house? Enjoy the beach, quote unquote, the beach. Small beaches in Michigan. But, you know, I just want to enjoy life, and I want to start now, in my 20s. I think it's important to, I mean, I don't go out. I drink, but I don't go out drinking. I'm not a square, but I don't like to get plastered with my homies. And, you know, then you miss the whole next day, and then I got a shitty workout the next day. You know, in band practice, I'm not optimized. Speaking about optimization, I absolutely love Onnit supplements. I feel when I take, I've only taken Alpha Brain. I've taken the New Mood. I would love to try the Shroom Tech, but the shit is expensive. You know, and you gotta watch my finances. When I'm 26, I'm gonna watch my finances. So, the Alpha Brain, I love the Alpha Brain. I had to get some shitty, what is it here? I got it right here. I had to get a different, similar to the Alpha Brain, it's called Orb. It's for mental focus and mood. I believe I have a slight ADD issue. You know, I tend to, sorry, I'm looking at my phone. I tend to, I have issues focusing up. I need a little help focusing up. So when I take Alpha Brain, I feel like a goddamn superhero. I wish I could afford it all the time. I do it when I got a little extra cash lying around, you know what I mean? I like it when I work out. I think it's, helps me when I podcast. I took one of these orbs right before we started podcasting. I'm gonna pee, so, in my bathroom, so if you don't like that, you can eat my dick. But, it's been very good to me. It's very expensive, but I love it. And I'll keep buying the Alpha Brain because it's awesome. I'm trying to get sponsorships, as you can see. Yeah. Sponsor me. Come on. What you got to lose? I'm handsome. Got a good head on my shoulders. But I'm just trying to do better every day. And I think the Onnit helps me out. Just a little bit. Just gives me a little push, you know? Everybody needs a little push every now and then. I do believe that I have an ADD issue. I think everybody says that, you know, I think human beings probably just have issues focusing. But it seems like when I take, you know, these mental focus supplementation, I don't know why I said it like that, these supplements, when I take these supplements, I feel like a superhero. I just feel like I'm dialed in 100%. When I'm dialed in 100%, I feel dangerous. I cut hair more effectively. Excuse me. I just feel good when I take these supplements. So Onnit, sponsor me. Come on. You know what? Bring an Onnit to Toledo. We need a good Onnit here in Toledo. Just one in Austin, Texas. Come on now. Let us dip into that pie a little bit. I would go there for sure. So that leads into, I'm a big MMA fan. Fucking love it. It really gets me going. There's a couple things. I'm not a roller coaster guy. I'm not a guy who likes to go swimming. I like MMA. It really gets my jollies pumping, you know? Makes my dick hard mentally. We got a big fucking fight this weekend. You know, Rose Namajunas versus Joanna and Jacek, the rematch. That's going to be fucking awesome. I'm predicting, my girlfriend has Joanna by decision, but I'm going to go with Rose. I like Rose. I think we're going to see, the first fight was a knockout, a nasty left hook from Rose. Two of them, actually. Put Joanna down. Never seen Joanna go down so hard. Like, she was, you know, like, fucking diving towards the ground. Like, she was quitting. She wasn't, obviously. She was just knocked the fuck out. So I see this going a different way. I think that Joanna's going to see, you know, new things. She's going to be more aware of what Rose is planning on doing in the stand-up. So I see this going to the ground. I see a second-round submission for Rose. And I say this based on Rose's training partners. What is her name? Shevchenko. Valentina Shevchenko is one of Rose's top training partners. And that's Shevchenko has a killer ground game. Excuse me. But she has that come from similar areas, her and Joanna. That Muay Thai, that Dutch Muay Thai style. So I think that Rose is going to be, is used to that Muay Thai style that Joanna brings. So she's going to kind of know what, you know, I love Muay Thai, but you know, you can always tell kind of, I shouldn't say that. I love Muay Thai. And I think that Rose is going to be aware of what Joanna's going to do. Plain and simple. And I think that Rose's ground game is way better than Young Jacek's. So I see that happening, second round. We'll go, I don't know. She's going to choke her. Say she's going to choke her out. And I mean, the big boy, Khabib versus Max Holloway, that is a matchup I never knew that I always wanted. Holloway's a fucking gangster. This fight is difficult. This is definitely one for the MMA gods to decide. Do I have a prediction? My head is telling me Khabib. My heart wants Max. I would love for Max to go in there and just starch Khabib. Just because I think that O's got to go.
You know?
Khabib's got to lose. I just think it's time. Max Holloway is the man to do it. So, you know, my heart goes with Max. I hope Max wins. But I love Khabib, too. I think I love watching wrestlers. I think this is going to be a big year for wrestlers in the UFC. Yeah, but, you know, I'm a big Nate Diaz fan. I hope he comes back this year. Will he? Probably not. I think he's looking for that big money. So, yeah. UFC. I'm going to be on my friend's podcast. They have an MMA podcast called Armchair Cage Fighter. Look them up. They do fantastic work. Going to be doing that Saturday. Me and my girlfriend are going to go over there, hang out with Pete. Pete is a great friend, new friend. We hung out a little bit here and there, but he's a podcaster in the area, and we met actually through podcasting. I did a little podcasting with the band, called it the Lonely Graham Podcast. And that was fun. I had to be a host. You know, I sat across, it was kind of a Joe Rogan setup, but sitting across from a guest, and we, you know, I just had to be the host. I didn't think I made a good host. I'm more of like a solo guy, or more of like a partner as opposed to the host. I will admit it. That just puts a lot of pressure on the host. I just wasn't down. It just wasn't as fun. I'm having a fucking blast doing this. I honestly never thought I'd do a solo podcast. I was just so nervous. Didn't know what I'd talk about, but it seems to just be working. You know, it's my first one. So far, I'm just having a good time. You know, in my bathroom right now, I find comfort in bathrooms. Not sure why. I think everybody kind of has a place where they like to think. And kind of bathrooms and the showers, kind of where I like to sit and feel my emotions and think about thoughts and what's going on. And just, I don't know, something about bathrooms just really makes me very calm. You know, I like to drink coffee, I like to smoke weed in the bathroom. I do like marijuana, I think it's awesome. I usually do it at the end of the day, you know, when I'm trying to wind down, smoke a little bit. I never go to work high, so if any of my clients are seeing this, I'm sorry to burst your bubble, but we can't smoke together before you come in for a cut. It's just not my vibe. You know, I like to have a clear head when I'm cutting. I just feel like weed for me makes me chill out. And throughout the day, I don't need to chill. Once I chill, I'm out of commission. It's hard for me to get myself going. Could I do it? Probably. But is it the most professional thing to do? No, it is not. So yeah, marijuana for me is more of just a wind-down tool. Yeah, sometimes I'll do it. I'll have a hit or so before I go into workout or something like that. But then it makes me feel lazier. And I don't perform as well, maybe, in the gym. So MMA's been huge for me. I've been watching MMA since Diego Sanchez won The Ultimate Fighter. That was when I first started. Diego Sanchez is the first guy I really was into. Now you look at Diego Sanchez and he just got knocked out by Matt Brown. He just has that style of kind of spray and pray, just like keep your head down, chin tucked, throw haymakers, just scrap it out, which is fun to watch, I guess. But is it the most effective way? No, probably not. He's a good wrestler. I kind of would like to see him breathe a little bit more, to be honest. I think that he needs to calm down a little bit when he's in the octagon. He's a great striker. He's a great wrestler. I think that if he kind of toned it down a peg, probably perform better. You know, he's not that old. He's probably like 32, 33, 30, something in there, you know? You know, he's kind of in his physical peak. I kind of think that that brawl mentality leaves you open to things, and you get hit with dumb shit that you probably wouldn't have if you were, you know, clear-minded and calm, I suppose. I mean, I'm not an MMA fighter. I don't know. Might work for him. That Matt Brown elbow from the goddamn bleachers was amazing to witness. He threw it from behind him, his back. It's like he just was like, yeah, street fight, and he just threw it from behind his back. It was fucking awesome. So, I'm a Matt Brown fan. How can you not be? The Immortal, you know? What else is going on? What else is going on? I got work today still. Not really looking forward to it. I don't really want to go, you know? But I should probably actually get in the shower. This has been a lot of fun, and I hope to do more of these podcasts.
I was a little nervous. I think I already mentioned that. But I've had a good time. And if you do listen to this, thank you for listening to my thoughts. Everybody have a good day. All right?
I will try my best.